responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness of the competition. To our Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. The preceding message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. Ben Wittenstein back here at Centralia High School as we get set for the Macon-Clark County matchup here in the Class 3 District 13 bracket. As they announce the starting lineups, we will give them to you as well. On the Clark County Indian side, again led by head coach John Weaver, they'll start the 5'9 junior, Jade Ross, the 5'8 sophomore, Brooklyn Howe, the 5'8 freshman, Alexis Allison, the 5'6 senior, Aubrey Boulware, and the 5'9 junior, Isabel Ackley, or they call her Izzy. On the Macon side, they will start Sydney Miller, the senior, Peyton Milburn, another senior on the team, and the freshman, Lexi Miller, along with Tierra Woods and Katie Richardson. Kate Hawkins, their leading rebounder, out with an injury, so they will be missing her, and we are about to get set. Macon in the visiting black uniforms and orange trim, orange lettering, Macon written across the chest. And Clark County in their home white uniforms, red trim, red lettering, Lady Indians on the chest. And the tip is won by the Macon Tigerettes, and off we go. Macon moving it right to left. They come into this one at 17-7 on the season, 5-2 in the Clarence Cannon Conference. The winners of the Clarence Cannon Conference, led by third-year head coach Ben Sontheimer. Ball tipped out of bounds by Clark County, so it remains with Macon, and on the run, Tierra Woods to the basket on the right side, an easy layup for the sophomore, and Macon strikes first. It'll be Clark County ball as they move it left to right. 15-6 on the season. They are the 4 seed in this tournament, as Boulware fires a 3 from the corner, bouncing on the rim and dropping. Aubrey Boulware puts Clark County ahead 3-2. This should be a fun matchup, the 5 and the 4 seed in this district tournament. Left wing Richardson. Man-to-man defense right now by Clark County. Now, as Macon gets it up top, back to Richardson, circles and attacks, and is bumped and fouled on the ground. This will be a baseline inbound for Macon. First foul called on Jade Ross. That will be her first and team's first. Up top is Tierra Woods. Pumps the pass to the left, dribbles with the right. Crossing over to the foul line. Kicks to the left corner for Milburn. Back up top it goes. Sydney Miller, she'll attack, try to split a double team, missed the layup, rebound Clark County. Here come the Lady Indians. Again, left to right, speeding across the timeline is Alexis Allison. And she'll come back out and reset with nowhere to go. Swings it left wing for Jane Ross. Into the corner now for Howe with the ball above her head, bouncing it left block. Ackley kicks it back out for Ross. 3 from her, knocks it down. 2-for-2 from downtown is Clark County, and it's 6-2 early on, a minute and a half into the opening quarter. Spinning right of the lane is Richardson. Hands that off to Lexi Miller, the freshman and leading scorer for this Macon squad, as she kicked it back out, works its way back to the right wing to Richardson. Richardson back to the basket on the arc is being played tightly by Brooklyn Howe. Now back to Richardson on the right wing. Ball above her head, looking, and she'll decide to put it on the deck as she circles on the left side. Spins now at the foul line. In the lane, stops, bounces it back out to Woods. She'll try to attack this bump, trying to kick it to the right corner, but it sails over the head of Peyton Milburn. That's a turnover back to Clark County. Macon has won 7 of its last 8 games to end the regular season. And they have the best record out of any team in this bracket against the top 5 seeds. Missed layup by Clark County. The rebound goes to Macon. 5:45 to play in the first. 6-2 Clark County lead as Macon moves it right to left. Tara Wood between the rings. Crossing over, attacking left. Bouncing a left corner for Richardson. She'll pass it back up top for Miller. Back to Richardson, top of the key. Circles now with the foul line attacks. Kicks it out wide open. Milburn 3. She hits it. Nothing but net. And it's 6-5. Clark County's lead down to 1. 5:15 to play. Ellison, top of the key, being guarded tightly by Milburn. Angles to the right of the lane. Now tries to kick it back up top. Ball loose and a fight for it and a jump ball.
And the Lady Indians, number 5, Madison Clark.
And so it will remain with Clark County. As they have a substitution, Madison Koth into the game. And she'll get Howe. Ross, right side. Right hand belt high dribble. Takes it back up top for Ackley. Now over to Ellison. Ellison will circle, stop foul line, take it down low for Koth. Back to the basket, turns around, puts it high off the window and in. 8-5, Clark County by 3. Bacon on the other side, they'll throw it away. Clark County, for their side, has finished off the regular season with 2 losses in a row, but that came after a 2-game win streak. Coming off a loss at Highland, they lost 56-51. They've had 8 games canceled or rescheduled this year. 3 from the right wing is missed by Ellison, and an offensive foul underneath on the rebound. This one, I believe, will go against Koth. Oh, no, they're going to get Aubrey Bollaire. Those 8 games, due to the weather, canceled or rescheduled, one of the higher count rates in the area. Macon, for what that's worth, missed 5 games due to rescheduling and 1 due to a cancellation. 8-5, Macon down 3. It's ball right to left with 4:15 to play in the first. Up top, Lexi Miller leads this team in scoring with 11 a game. Kicks it up top. Alex Wyatt now into the left wing for Lexi Miller, and she'll knock down a 3. And we're tied at 8. Madison Koth up top. Swings it now to Gross as she drives baseline left, bumped and fouled on the layup attempt, and we'll be seeing free throws from the Clark County junior. Excuse me, that's Jade Ross as Ross hits her first free throw. Make it 9-8 with under 4 to play in the first. Second free throw up and good. 10-8. So here comes Macon with a right to left. Here are Woods. Woods the defense in the lane. Tries to bounce it to the left block. And it's out of bounds. Last touch Macon. Clark County gets it right back. Another turnover by this Tiger Reds team. It'll be Brooklyn Howe. Alexis Allison bringing it up. Now into the left corner it goes for Koth. Elbow for Howe. Hands it over back to Koth. Top of the key and swings it over to the right side to Abby Ellison. Now left block it goes. Howe back to the basket, bouncing it back up top for Koth. Now into the right wing for Abby Ellison. Up top Howe. Hands it right back off to it. Alexis Ellison. Now back to Abby Ellison, bouncing it down to the right block. Brooklyn Howe, double team, a tie up, and a jump ball. And the arrow favors Macon, so the Macon defense getting the ball back. Now 10-8 with 3:14 to play here in the first. Coming off a first-round win by Monroe City over Hallsville in our last game here at Centralia High School. As Woods falls to the ground, no travel called. The ball hit the ground, and now a foul on Clark County. That will be on Alexis Ellison. That will be her first and team's third. Katie Richardson checks back in for Woods. Here comes Katie Richardson. Down low it goes for Alex Wyatt, and a nice turnaround from her. And we're tied back at 10 with 2:45 to go. Up top, 3 is good. Alexis Allison knocking it down from straight away. 13-10, Clark County ahead in the lane for Macon. Lexi Miller tries to dump it again underneath the left block, but it's taken away. Alexis Allison on the steal, and she'll lead the charge left to right. Gets by one defender to the basket. She goes high off the window and in. She's got five. It's 15-10. Lady Indians with the lead with 2:15 to play in the first. Katie Richardson at the left elbow. Bouncing it right side, Milburn. Trapped by a double team. She throws it away. Another turnover. Macon struggling here. Hanging on to the ball. Left wing. Jade Ross. Now up top, Alexis Ellison dribbles to a double team at the foul line. Kicks it out to Ross. Her three-point shot short. Nicks the front iron. And the rebound, Macon. Chucking up the court, Richardson. Swings in left wing for Peyton Milburn. Open for three. She'll take it. And that will be an air ball out of bounds on the baseline. And the ball back to Clark County. Shelby Petray in and Tiara Wood back in as well for Macon. Minute 40 remaining here in the first. 15-10, Clark County lead. They go left to right with the ball. Ellison, right wing to Abby Ellison. Bouncing it down low for Ackley. Back out to Abby Ellison in the right corner. Ball loose on the floor. They dive for it. A whistle and a jump ball. And the arrow favors Clark County with a minute 25. Abby Ellison, the inbounder, right in front of the Macon bench. Bobs it out to Koff. Koff left in the lane. Up top, back to Ackley. Now they'll go back to Alexis Ellison. Over right wing, Ross. Ross finds a cutting Koff. She pulls up from five and hits it with a hand in her face. Koff with four, it's 17-10. Clark County with a seven-point lead with 65 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Inside, ball goes Petray. She kicks it out, left wing Richardson, open three, and she knocks it in. Brings that Clark County lead down to four with 50 seconds to play. Inside, left block, Koff kicks it out, Ross, three short, offensive rebound, Abby Ellison. She kicks it out to the elbow. Ross, a 15-foot jumper, rolls off to the left, and the rebound goes to Tiara Wood. 35 seconds, making down four. They can cut it down to a one-possession game here to end the first quarter. Wood on the right wing. Tries to bounce it into the corner. A bit of a miscommunication, but the ball knocked out of bounds by Jade Ross, so it will remain with Macon. Lexi Miller checks back in for Sydney Miller. Far sideline inbound for Macon. It'll be Richardson, the inbounder, bouncing it left of the lane. Tiara Wood, it bounces off her shin out of bounds on the baseline. And Clark County gets it back. Some early turnovers here by Macon, giving Clark County plenty of opportunities to secure a significant lead after one. Right wing, Tiara Brunk just into the game. Kicks it left corner for Howe. Now back up top, it goes to Ross. To the right wing, Brunk. Foul line, now ball kicked. Left corner, three, knocks it down. Jade Ross. She has eight, and it's 20-13, and that will do it for quarter number one. Clark County finds its shooting and its defense forcing some turnovers. We go to quarter number two. It's Clark County 20, Macon 13.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Starting quarter number two here from Centralia High School. 20-13 is the Clark County lead. Clark County and Macon with The start of the second quarter upon us. The 5-4 matchup here in the district tournament. As Wood loses it in the paint, Clark County another turnover. And this is the continuation of what we saw from quarter number one. Left the lane. Koff, the jumper is missed short. And the rebound tracked down on the far side by Petre into a double team. And she almost throws it away. But it's tipped out of bounds. And it will remain with the Tigerettes. Last year, Macon lost in the district semifinal to Monroe City. As driving and kicking is Milburn, top of the key, back to Shelby Petre. And she'll throw it away on the steal. Ross, right side, Petre, one-on-one, layup short, and Wood the grabs the rebound. Now Macon in transition, open is Richardson, the lead pass to her. She attacks the rim and gets the layup. 20-15, Macon down five. Clark County with it left to right. Up top, Madison Koth. She's already got 4 points. Foul line pass is loose and a tie-up. And the arrow favors Clark County. Macon starting the quarter with the ball. Substitutions, Alexis Ellison checking in. Brooklyn Howell checking in as well. And the inbounder for Clark County will be Aubrey Bulware. Bulware right of her own basket. Lobs it left to the lane for Howe, and she'll dribble it back out off her leg as she goes to pick it up right by the timeline. Takes it over to the left wing for Alexis Ellison. Swings the pass right wing. Ross trying to lob it inside. She finds Ackley through a double team. Ackley now right of the lane. Skip pass left wing for Bulware. Her three-point shot connects. A hand in her face. Aubrey Bulware, what a shot. She's got six. It's 23-15, Clark County by eight. A minute and a half into this second quarter. Pass inside, Clark County takes it away. Another steal by this Clark County defense. Here comes Alexis Allison up the court, swings it over to the right wing to Bulware. Another three and another make. Aubrey Bulware, she is coming alive. She's got nine to lead all scorers, and it's 26-15, Clark County by 11. Wood foul line, she's trapped, kicks it to the left wing to Milburn. Now back up top it goes to Wood, the sophomore with 2 points so far tonight. She dribbles in and attacks and kicks it back out, Milburn. Now top of the key, Sydney Miller swings it right wing for Richardson. Left-hand dribble back, top of the key. She'll slow things up, spins away from the defender, loses it, now dribbles to the foul line, picks up her dribble, hard pass down low, intended for Sydney Miller, but just out of her reach on the baseline, and that's going to force a timeout by Macon. Ben Sontheimer, not liking what he's seeing, calls a timeout. We'll take it with him. Step aside, 5:43 to play here in the second, 26-15, Clark County lead. Be back in 30 here on Crest.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Some full court pressure now by Macon out of the timeout. 5:35 to go. 26-15 is the Clark County lead. It's Clark County's ball as they move it left to right. Some great defense by this Indian squad to force a lot of Macon turnovers as they throw it away on the baseline there. And the ball back to Macon. Pass over to the left wing, Richardson. She'll try to attack left baseline and dribbles it back out. Top of the key pass goes to Wood. She'll direct traffic. Right-hand dribble crossing over. Dribble to the foul line. Kicks the left corner for Richardson. She'll curl inside the lane. Through traffic, flips up a layup and in with the right hand. That's a tough shot for the junior with a hand in her face. 26-17, Clark County. Three, left corner missed. Bulware on the shot. She's been hot from downtown. With the offensive rebound, Clark County. Up top, it goes to Ross, almost out of her hand. She tracks it down by the timeline. A whistle and a timeout. John Weaver wants to settle his team down just a little bit. And so we'll take that timeout break with him. 4:51 to play in the second. 26-17, Clark County's lead, and it's ball when we come back. In 60 seconds on the Superstation.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
On the timeout, 4:45 to play, and the ball is tipped at midcourt, a little helter-skelter. And the ball was last touched by Clark County, says the officials, and Macon will get a shot. 4:43 to go. 26-17, Clark County's lead. Macon down by 9. Opportunity now to cut more into this Clark County lead as a bump and a foul.
Indian foul, number 22, Alexis Ellison.
And it'll be a baseline inbound. That'll be the second on Ellison. Fourth team foul on Clark County. Still only one team foul on Macon. They've been pretty good not fouling. As Wood, the inbound right wing, into the right corner for Richardson. She'll dribble it back out and give it out to Wood between the rings. Wood, a crossover, attacks in the paint, bouncing a left block for Peyton Milburn. And the ball taken away and stolen by Clark County. Another takeaway by this Indian squad. On the right wing is Ross. Dribbles to the right of the lane, now brings it back out, weaving her way through the defense, hands it off for Brunk. She'll attack, floater in the lane, missed hard, and a rebound and a foul. This one going against Clark County. This will be against Kiara Brunk. That will be her first, team's fifth. And some substitutions. We're seeing Laney Balance check in for the first time for Macon. We approach 4 minutes to play. 26-17. Macon with it right to left. Wood right of the lane. Attacks. Puts up a shot over some defenders. Missed it long. Offensive rebound, though. Goes to Sydney Miller. And she has an easy layup. 26-19. Full court pressure, Macon. Clark County advances. Bullware, left of the lane, it goes Brunk. Fires a pass just out of the reach of Ackley underneath the basket, out of bounds. And Macon will get it back. Now down 7, they can bring it down to 5 or 4. At 1 point, down 12. 3:45 to play. Wood across the timeline, swings it to the left wing to Balance. Now to the foul line, it goes to Richardson. She'll be stopped by a defender, kick it back out to Wood by the timeline. She'll reset. Wood into a double team, lobs a pass into the corner. Lexi Miller, the leading scorer, skip pass left wing. Open is Balance, 3 missed short. Wood, long rebound by the timeline, attacks, and makes an easy layup. Tierra Wood now with 4, and it's 26-21. Clark County's lead down to 5 with 3:15 to play. Left of the lane is Koff. Skip pass into the right wing to Ross, and lobs it into the corner for Howe. Back to Ross. High 1-2-3 defense by Macon. Corner 3 missed short by Howe. Rebound loose. Tracked down by Macon. Richardson on the board. And she'll get it poked away at the timeline. Clark County on the steal. That was Ross to Bullware. Left side layup. Skipping off the rim. No. Rebound tracked down by Howe. And she'll get it back out to Koff right of the lane. Koff into a double team. Bouncing it right side to Howe. She kicks it out to the elbow for Ross. And her shot missed. Offensive rebound. No. Goes to Koff. Koth into the corner. Brunk 3. That one's long. And the rebound make it. This one to Lexi Miller. Plenty of opportunities there for Clark County. Miller foul line. Takes it back out to Wood. Wood on the left wing. Skip pass into the corner for Balance. Now back to the right wing. Richardson. Now back up top. Wood. Whistle. And a timeout. Ben Sontheimer wants to talk with his team. After an opportunity opens up here for them. Only down 5. 2:20 left to play. A 30-second timeout. So we'll keep it here. And want to read a PSA for you. Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others. The next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event, good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message was brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media. This game also being brought to you in part by Horizon Credit Union of Macon, Sheraton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties. and Rick Service and Tire of Bevere. 2:20 left to play here in the second, 26-21. Clark County's 5-point lead. It will be Macon's ball as they inbound on the near side right in front of the Clark County bench to my left. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Howe, but it goes right back into the hands of Lexi Miller, who's standing out of bounds, and so that ball goes back to Clark County. An unfortunate turnover by the Tigerettes, trying to work their way back down double digits, now only down 5, but it's Clark County's ball. Across the timeline, Jade Ross, right wing Brunk. She'll attack right baseline, skips a pass into the corner. Bullware, wide open three, missed it long. She's been hot from downtown. Offensive rebound goes to Howe. She finds a cutting Ross. Her layup too hard, high off the window. And an offensive rebound again by Clark County. This time a whistle and a foul. And that will send Aubrey Bullware to the foul line. Minute 59 left to play, 26-21. Clark County can go ahead by even more with these two free throws by Aubrey Bullware. First free throw up, and that's good. She leads all scorers with 10. Can make it 11 here with her second free throw. Up and good. 28-21, Clark County by 7. Under 2 now to play. Wood, top of the key, weaves her way inside. Floats one down low, that's taken away. Clark County another steal. Here they come in transition. Ross skips the pass. Boltware left of the lane. Weaves her way through the defense. It's ripped away and stolen by Macon. That's Lexi Miller. She has one-on-one. Breakaway to the basket. High arcing shot. No. And the rebound, Clark County. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll be off Clark County. Kara Brunk off her knee. Out of bounds. And Macon retains possession. Baseline inbound. Richardson right at the basket. Lobs it right back, left wing Wood. Wood crosses and attacks, kicks it to Richardson in the corner, and she'll put it on the deck with the right hand, skips it over to the right wing for Milburn, back up top Lexi Miller. She gets a poke loose, but back into the hands of Peyton Milburn. The senior will reset by the timeline. 2-3 Clark County zone, over to Wood on the left wing, bouncing it to the foul line for Miller, shovel pass out to Milburn, straightaway three missed, rebound being fought over underneath the basket, and it looks like Lexi Miller gets it. Gets it out to Sydney Miller, and her five-foot baseline jumper is good. Lexi Miller on the ground. Got a pass off to Sydney Miller. And they connect 28-23. Clark County by 5, under a minute to play. Open three, left wing. Connects for Jade Ross. She has got 11. It's 31-23. Back to an eight-point Clark County lead. In the lane, Lexi Miller, an easy layup. Macon moving fast. The freshman now with 5. It's 31-25. Clark County by 6, and they throw it away with some full court pressure by Macon. And the Tigerettes will get the ball down 6 with 39 seconds to play in the first half. Some good defense there by Macon. Far sideline inbound for Richardson, bouncing it into the corner for Petre. Back to Wood, right wing, stops at the elbow, pops from 15, gets fouled on the attempt, doesn't make the basket. But going to the free throw line for 2 shots is Tierra Wood, the sophomore. Already with 4 points so far tonight. Spins the ball in her left hand and shot up and short. Alexis Ellison will check back in and she'll get the spot of Jade Ross. Ross will go to the bench with 11 points. Second free throw up and off to the right. 0 for 2 from the line and the rebound Clark County. Bullware into a double team in the backcourt. Gets it off to Alexis Ellison, who sprints across the timeline to the left side. And an offensive foul going against Clark County on the screen attempt by Madison Knoth. And the ball back to Macon. 25 seconds to play. 31-25. Macon down 6. Wood attacks left of the lane. Picks it back out. Milburn stops at the free throw line. Shovels it off. Petre, her 3 too long. Rebound loose in the paint. Who's going to come up with it? Diving on the ground for it is Alex Wyatt. Making another chance with 9, with 8. Up top is Richardson. Swings it into the corner for Milburn. She fires a 3. That's off the mark with 3. With 2, rebound Clark County with 1. The lead pass out to Koth, and she won't be able to catch up to it. A breakaway if she had. But we will go to halftime. Clark County holding on to a 6-point lead, 31-25. We'll take a break and be back with more here on Superstation Press.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. Ryan Roebuck in Macon is that State Farm agent. Ryan's got your back when things go wrong. So call Ryan Roebuck in Macon today at 385-5757. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri has made getting a grip on your finances even easier. Simply download our mobile banking app to your iPhone, iPad, or Android device, and you're ready to manage your accounts, check balances, transfer funds, and pay bills all from the palm of your hand. Visit us online at www.ebnemo.com for more information. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, proudly serving rural America for over 100 years. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To Hallsville, you score 11 in a row to swing the momentum. What was that key stretch all about?
Making sure we're being aggressive on offense and then limit their looks on defense. We're talking about, like, we're not worried about them inside right now. They're just kicking out for threes. Got to make sure we're taking that away.
Scored the first nine of the third to put it away. I like the way your team got the ball up and down the floor. Was that a point of emphasis to move the ball?
It's a point of emphasis every day for us. It's just whether or not teenage girls decide to do it. And, you know, there in the second half, we got out and did that. And, you know, good things happened. We're able to do that.
You know, and it wasn't a game where Jada had to score 30 or 40 points. You got nice balance tonight.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we told them. We actually had a practice this morning, or kind of walked through and just kind of went over. I was like, listen, Jada's going to get hers. Like, stop worrying about just forcing her the ball. I need other people to score. When everybody else scores, we're pretty good.
Well, you don't need a scouting report for the next matchup, be it Highland or Centralia, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point of the year, we've all seen each other. That's the part that kind of sucks about our conference and district all back-to-back. You see each other non-stinking stop, but whatever, it is what it is. That's what the gods at Misha have decided, so that's what we're going to do.
All right, good luck the rest of the way.
All right, thank you, man.
That is Cody Leonard, head coach of Monroe City. More coming up.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Side Strippers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Welcome back to Centralia High School. Going over some first half stats between Macon and Clark County. It's a 31-25 Clark County lead at the half. On the Macon side, we'll take a look at their statistics first. They are led in scoring by the junior, Katie Richardson. 7 points for her. Yara Wood with 4 of her own. Sydney Miller with 4. Lexi Miller with 5. Alex Wyatt with 2. Peyton Milburn with 3. On the Clark County side, they have 2 double-digit scorers already in Aubrey Bulware and Jade Ross, and they both have 11 points for the Indians. Alexis Ellison with 5, and Madison Koth has 4 of her own. So not super spread-out scoring for Clark County, but that's because they've been relying on the junior Ross and the senior Bulware for most of it. Bulware was hot from downtown, hitting 2 3-point shots in a row, and she's been big for them down low as well. Clark County has held the lead through both quarters. They ended the first up by 7, and into halftime they led by 6. And the story of this game for Macon has been the turnovers. They have turned it over plenty, almost double-digit turnovers for the Tigerettes. And it's a combination of Clark County tough, tight defense down low and also some poor passing on the Macon side. So I'm sure that's something that head coach Ben Sontheimer will try to clean up as we go into the second half. This game being brought to you by Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with locations in Cahoka, Palmyra, Lancaster, Queen City, Shelbyville, and Memphis. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia and Moberly Area Community College. In Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Seidenstrickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow, and Cahoka State Bank of Cahoka and Wayland. We'll take one more quick break and be back with the start of your second half. 31-25, Clark County with the lead over Macon here in game 2 of our triple header from the Class 3 District 3 District Bracket Games. Coming up here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com in 90 seconds.
Cahoka State Bank for personal and business banking, loans and mortgages, online mobile banking and more. Cahoka State Bank is a community bank designed with their community's financial success in mind. They're ready to answer your questions and take care of your banking needs, whatever they may be. At Cahoka State Bank, they're making a difference. Cahoka State Bank with 2 convenient locations in Cahoka and Wayland. And visit them online at CahokaStateBank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
When tax time comes around, turn to Macon Tax Service. Marjorie and Richard Waller have over 50 years of experience and will have your taxes done right and at a reasonable rate. They specialize in personal, business, and farm taxes and can take care of all your tax needs year-round. You have enough to worry about with trying to keep up with the constantly changing tax laws. Stop by Macon Tax Service at 32776 State Highway PP in Macon or call 660-385-2982.
Good.
Yeah. Welcome back to Centralia High School. We start half number 2 between Clark County and Macon. It's a 31-25 Clark County lead. Macon will start the second half with the ball as they move left to right now on your radio dial, wearing their visiting black uniforms and orange lettering. Macon across the chest. A 3-point shot from the left wing by Milburn is missed long, and Clark County will track down the rebound. Start with some Macon pressure. We saw a little bit of this in the first half. Clark County usually able to break it pretty easily, and they do right here over the timeline to Bulware. Now off to Ross, who's got 11 first-half points here in this one. Left-wing pass goes to Alexis Ellison, dribbles into the corner, and she'll dribble it back out with the right hand. Pressure to dribble right by the timeline. Good defense by the freshman, Lexi Miller. She gets it off to the right wing to Ross. High right side, fires a pass into the corner, Bulware. Bulware lobs it back to Ross on the right wing. Back to Bulware, open for three in the right corner. She knocks it down. That's her third three-point shot make of this game. And it's now a 34-25 lead by Clark County, and Bulware has 14. Into the corner for Macon. Peyton Milburn attacks, stops at the elbow. Looks for teammate. Now up top, Lexi Miller. The freshman attacks, kicks it right block, and a whistle and a charge as Lexi Miller went corralling into Bulware, and Bulware hit the deck, and she got the call. So the ball back to Clark County, a minute and 8 seconds here into the third quarter. Full court making pressure. Ball bounced over to Ellison, and she'll get it right back to Bulware. Across the timeline, pass to Ross on the right wing. She dribbles into a double team, bounces it into the corner for Ackley. Now back out Bulware to Ross on the right wing. She takes a step inside the arc, fires a shot, and that rolls around the rim and out. And a foul underneath the basket going against Clark County. They're going to get Ackley on that one. That will be her first personal team's first. Macon did a good job in that first half of keeping the fouls down. Went into halftime with only one team foul through two quarters. As they now move it left to right, another whistle and a foul on Clark County.
Well, and I think it sets it up, Ben, for the second half where you got to pick it up defensively and maybe gamble a little bit. Maybe a foul or two not going to hurt you, but it might result in a poke away, a steal. You got to make something happen down nine here. And so without the foul issues, you can get after it defensively another notch.
Abby Ellison will check in for Clark County to make an inbounds under their own basket on the baseline, and the ball is tipped back out of bounds by Howe, and Macon will get a second chance at this one. It'll be Richardson, the inbounder. She's got 7 points so far tonight. Bouncing in left wing for Milburn. Milburn will reset the offense. Under 6.5 to play. Macon down 34-25. Into the corner, Richardson bouncing it up top. Milburn, a 2-3 Clark County zone right now.
Yeah, they zone out on the baseline inbounds. They played man the last time.
Lexi Miller left of the lane, dribbles into a double team, kicks it out for Milburn. 3-point shot is missed long, and the rebound, Clark County. They want to run. Ross over to Bulware, left wing, back to Ross. She'll reset by the timeline, gets it poked away by Lexi Miller. The freshman breakaway, right side, scoop layup up and in. And it's now 34-27, a double team for Macon with some full court pressure on Clark County. 5:50 to play. Bulware advances over the timeline on the right side, passing it near side. Now to Ackling, now back into the corner. Ross, back to Bulware, open three right wing, and she connects her 4th 3-point shot. She's got 17 and makes it a 10-point Clark County lead with 5:38 to play, forcing a timeout. We'll take it with him, and we will be back in 30 seconds here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Want a tire that lasts up to 85,000 miles without sacrificing all-season performance or fuel efficiency? Then Rick Service and Tire in Bavera is a tire for you. It's Yokohama's Abbott Ascend, the only touring tire in the world with advanced orange oil compound. Developed with their most durable high-performance compound ever, Yokohama has created a tire that eliminates the trade-offs, so you get long tread life, all-season performance, great fuel efficiency, and a quiet ride. Stop by Rick Service and Tire in Bavera and ask to see the Yokohama Abbott Ascend.
Out of the timeout, it will be making basketball as they move it left to right. Now down double digits, back to 10 points with about 5.5 left to play here in the third quarter. And Macon throws it away through the hands of Katie Richardson. Went the pass out of bounds on the far sideline. And that is the problems from the first half coming back to haunt Macon here in the second.
Such a nice job into the timeout. Macon was really scrambling defensively. They'd force a turnover. Clark County flipping the ball going on each side of the floor to set up an open shot.
Clark County, great ball movement to Ross. Left wing triggering a three. Missed it short. Offensive rebound, Ackley, and she puts it back in. That's a 12-point lead, Clark County, matching their largest of the game. Up top is Miller. Now to Milburn on the left wing. Gets a screen off to the right. Picks up her dribble on the arc and gets it back up top. Richardson. Off screen right, she goes. Stops at the elbow. Kicks it out right wing. Wood. She'll trigger a three. Miss short. Rebound Clark County. And here come the Indians again in transition. Out to the right wing. Bolwero. Wide open. Ackley in the lane. Easy layup for the junior. 41-27 Clark County. Its lead extending with 4.5 now to play in the third. Skip pass left wing. Milburn pumps, takes a step in, fires a shot, and she gets fouled on the attempt as the shot was short, but she's going to the free throw line. But the ball movement by Clark County has just been phenomenal here in the third.
No doubt. Ball reversal, skip pass. Penetrate those areas of soft spots to draw the defense, kick it.
Milburn hits her first. Alexis Ellison checks in. And Petrie will check in as well for Macon, taking the spot of Sydney Miller. Second free throw for Milburn is good. She's got five, and it's 41-29. Macon down by 12. Clark County again breaks a Macon press. Bullware across the timeline on the left wing, bouncing it back up top. And the pass taken away by Macon Wood. Left side layup, one-on-one is good. And it's now back to a 10-point game with 4:10 to play. Clark County almost throws it away. Ball loose. Wood trying to track it down, but she steps on the near sideline right in front of the Clark County bench on the save, and the ball back to Clark County. An opportunity there for Macon, but you have to respect the hustle by Tierra Wood.
No, not bad at all. That was a good finish with the left hand at the other end by Wood.
So it's Clark County moving it right to left. Out to the left block, Ackley back to the basket. She squares up, bouncing it back to the foul line, out the cross, and she'll take it back outside the arc. And off Bullware straight away. She thought about a three, but good close out there by Richardson. Now to the left wing it goes. Abby Ellison up top, back to Ackley. Now left corner Ellison bouncing it left block, cough. She squares up, threw a double team shot up and in, high off the window. And it's now back to a 12-point Clark County lead, 43-31. Up top for Macon, Alex Wyatt kicks it left corner. Richardson pumps, curls inside the lane. An off-balance floater through contact is good. Makes it back to a 10-point Clark County lead, 43-33. And zooming the other way is Clark County in transition. A tie-up and a throwaway. Macon on the steal. That's Wyatt getting her hands inside with 3:15 to play in the third.
And it's about stops now for Macon. They're finding ways to score the ball now, but they have got to get stops.
See if they can hold on to the ball as well. Richardson hands it off top of the key. Petrie into the corner it goes. Milburn, ball above her head, now off screen left. Hands it off back top of the key for Wyatt. Pass to the block and kicked out. Milburn, three is good. Excuse me, Katie Richardson with the three. She's in double digits now with 10, and it's 43-36. Down to a 7-point Clark County lead. Indians moving it right to left. High is Bullware on the right side. 3-2 Macon zone. Left wing is Abby Ellison. Free throw line pass cross. Her shot just hard off the heel. And the rebound, Richardson, weaving her way across the timeline. Left of the lane, stops, pumps, and kicks it back out Wyatt. She'll kick it to the right corner for Milburn. High arcing three, a little too hard. And the rebound near side, tracked down by Kong. Long lead pass out to Bullware on the right side for Clark County across the timeline. We're now at 2:10 to play in the third. 43-36, Clark County's lead. It's ball right to left as Bullware has it on the high right side. Dumps it down right in the lane. Ackley, and she'll dribble into the corner. Not much making pressure. Lob pass down to the right block for Koff. It's taken away by a double team, but rolls back into the hands of Clark County. And now a whistle and a foul on Macon. That's going to be called on Tierra Wood. Ben Sontheimer not very happy with the call. That'll be the first personal on Wood.
I do like the switch back to man-to-man for Macon. Clark County was really finding some openings early in this half against the zone defense. Man-to-man seems to be a better fit right now. Tigerettes really hustling, trying to get back in.
Pass in the corner, Bullware, and nice ball moving into the right wing for Koff. Through contact, her fadeaway shot short, making the rebound. Minute 45 to play in the third. Macon down 7, a 1 point down 12 in this corner, working their way back slowly but surely. Richardson left wing into the corner. Lexi Miller off screen right into the lane. Kicks it back out for Wyatt. She'll attack, try to skip a pass in. It's poked away, but right back into the hands of Wyatt. And she goes in for an easy layup. And at 25 to play, 43-38. Skip pass near side for Clark County as they cross the timeline to Bullware. And she'll hand it right back off to Alexis Ellison. Swings it right side, Abby Ellison. Back up top, it goes to Kopp. Now left wing, Alexis Ellison trying to attack at the foul line. Kicks it back out, Abby Ellison. Left wing is open for Howe, and she missed it. Short rebound by Wyatt. Into a double team, throwing the elbows. Nowhere to go. Finally finds a teammate in Richardson. And she'll sprint across the timeline. Left of the lane, the pass goes Milburn. Through a double team, layup missed. Short offensive rebound. Richardson put back. No. Fight for the rebound underneath. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Lexi Miller and Macon. And the ball back to Clark County with 49.5 seconds to play.
There is no faulting the Macon hustle. I mean, they are all out. You almost wonder if they're going to have gas left in the tank. I think Bing Sonheimer realizing that. Going to go to his bench, try to get some kids a break, plus the quarter break coming up for the stretch run.
Yeah, Sydney Miller now checking into the game with Clark County up 43-38, facing a full court Macon press. Across the timeline, pass goes to Bulware. She dribbles to the right wing into a double team, gets a poke loose. Now the pass goes to Brooklyn Howe. Back to Bulware on the high right side. Left wing pass intended for Ross tipped, but Ross tracks it down high left side. She'll dribble with the right hand up top. One arm pass to Howe, top of the key. Swings it right side. Alexis Ellison back to Howe straight away, launching a three off the heel. High rebound goes to Macon with 18 seconds to play here in the third. Out to Wood across the timeline. Wood being guarded tightly. She'll attack left of the lane, bouncing it underneath the basket for Petre. She kicks it back out to Lexi Miller, and she'll kick it back top of the key for Milburn. She'll have a three shot. That's missed short, and the rebound Clark County with one, and they won't get a shot off in time. So we'll go to the fourth quarter with Clark County by 5, 43-38. Got 8 more minutes left to play here from Centralia High School, and we'll be back in 60 seconds on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Once you first hear that little voice, everything changes. There's nothing you won't do for your kids. You want to give them the world. At First State Community Bank, we may not be able to offer the world, but we can help you start planning for them now. Because nothing's more important than your children's happiness. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It'll be Clark County ball to start the fourth quarter. They have the 43-38 lead. And over the timeline, the pass goes to Kira Brunk. High right side, pass up top. Alexis Ellison, left side Ross, takes a step inside, left of the lane, shot from 10, missed short, and the rebound goes to Macon. Ben Wittenstein and Brad Boyer here with you on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com. Game 2 of a triple header from Centralia High School is slipping through the defense. Lexi Miller. Air layup is no good. She gets her own rebound, though, and put back is where she is fouled, and she'll be going to the free throw line.
Lady Indians are having a hard time keeping Macon off the offensive glass. What was the largest lead? Was it 12?
Yeah, it was at 12.
So this has got a chance to be a one-possession game. Good fight from the Tigerettes.
Makes her first free throw to make it a four-point Clark County lead. This one will indeed make it a one-possession if she makes it, and she does. She's got 9 tonight. And it's now 43-40. Clark County only by 3. Across the timeline are the Lady Indians. Up top, Jade Ross. Ball moving around the arc, and this Clark County team has had great ball movement today. A floater from the right baseline from Alexis Ellison connects. And it's 45-40. Clark County back by 5.
Their biggest basket today right there. That was huge.
Keeps in a two-possession game, and ripping the ball away is Ross. She has a breakaway left side and smartly slows things down. Up top, Brunk. Now to the right side, Alexis Ellison. Up top, Ackley. Steps inside the paint, and a whistle and a foul. A minute here into the fourth quarter. This will be called on Lexi Miller, her third personal and third team. So Macon's leading scorer with 3 fouls.
She's the only one in foul trouble, isn't she? Really?
Yeah.
For Macon? Yeah. Everybody else can be aggressive. Nearly got a steal.
been a relatively foul-free night for Macon. As the 10-foot, negative 20-foot jumper for Brooklyn Howe connects straight away, 47-40. Howe with her first 2 points of the night. And it's Macon's ball left to right, now down seven on the right side. Laney Balance kicks it out for Lexi Miller straight away. She jabs right, attacks left in the lane, gets it poked away, and a foul call. Now the whistles are starting to come. They're going to call this one on Brooklyn now. Their first, team's fifth. Baseline inbound for the Macon Tigress. Not before a substitution, though. Richardson will check in. She'll get Petre and Milburn checking in, and she'll get Balance. Baseline inbound for Lexi Miller, left of her own basket. Swings it into the left corner, Milburn. Pumps, now attacks. Floater from five, bouncing on the rim, and that one's short. Rebound underneath, scooped up by Clark County. And here come the Lady Indians. Drunk across the timeline, into the corner for Ross. Now back to Ellison up top. This is Alexis Ellison. Swings it high right side to Ross. 6:20 left to play here in the game. Howe up top. Left wing Ellison. Attacks. Her shot blocked by Wood. Out of bounds. Meeting her at the apex. And they're going to say that ball goes to Macon. But the officials talking now. It was interesting because the block seemed to be clean. And it looked like that was probably off Wood. Unless one of the officials saw that it bounced off of Ellison.
That's what he's saying, and he's going to give an explanation to Coach Weaver. He had by far the best look at it, Ben.
That's what it
and
seems
it
like.
It was good work by the officials to at least talk it over, say, what did you see? Because from our angle and from the outside official, it would look like no way that has to be off of the Macon player. But the baseline official saw the block apparently go off of the Clark County player, and he sticks by his call.
Yeah, he was pretty confident in the call he made. So it will be Macon ball down seven, approaching six to play in the game. On the right side, Richardson, she gets it stripped away and stolen by Clark County. So turnovers again, coming back to bite Macon down the stretch. Speeding across the timeline, Ellison fires a pass right corner for Ross. Now back to the right wing for Kaw. And she'll dribble back up top and reset. Right wing to Ross, high right side with Milburn on her. Into the corner for Ellison. Again, left-hand dribble back up top of the key. And Coach Weaver wants to call a timeout. 5:43 to play in the game. 47-40 is Clark County's lead. It'll be Clark County ball when we come back in 60 seconds here on Crest.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
.43 to play here from Centralia High School. It's Clark County 47, Macon 40. It'll be Clark County ball, a far sideline inbound. Bullware high right side, pass into the corner, tipped out of bounds by Lexi Miller. It will remain with Clark County. And the winner of this one plays Palmyra on the 20th in the semifinals of districts. Palmyra, that one seed, getting the first round bye with only seven teams on the girls' side of the bracket.
No secrets now. With Hallsville out, it's an all-Clarence Cannon Conference girls' tournament right now.
Every team knows a little too much about each other at this point. Under 5.5 to play. Into the corner is Ellison. Skips by a defender. Her layup short. Rebound Macon. And out to run is Richardson. Skips over to the left side and hands it back up top to Wood. Wood pass, left block open. Lexi Miller makes the extra pass, right wing. Sydney Miller, the ball taken away. Lead pass out to Ross on the left side, and she'll slow things back down. Lexi Miller maybe not needing that extra pass. She seemed pretty open down low. Up top, the ball goes for Clark County. Bulware pass to Ackley, right of the lane, back to the basket, bouncing it left wing out to Ross. Long two connects. And Jade Ross now. She's got 12. 49-40. Clark County's lead by 9 with 4:45 to play. Right wing Richardson lines up a 3. Too hard. Rebound loose. And Lexi Miller grabs it. The freshman in the lane. Nowhere to go with it. Looking for a teammate. Back up top it goes Richardson. She'll reset. Richardson right hand bell tie dribble. Shakes off the screen. Now goes to her left. Hands it off Milburn. She'll launch a 3 of her own. This short offensive rebound. Wood. Quick put back. No. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it'll go back to Clark County.
Seen a lot of outside shots from Macon, but they're doing a good job hustling to the offense to glass. Clark County not getting a body on him, but boy, Tigerette's not taking advantage of these extra opportunities.
And Clark County.
Yep, throws it away.
There you go.
Got down to a one possession game. Clark County's answered back with 6 in a row. 4:16 left. That's a rare turnover against the press. They haven't turned it over many times.
Yeah, their passing has been great so far tonight. And that was just a rare mistake against the press. And see if Macon can do something with it here. Down 9 as we're now at about 4 minutes to play. Wood attacks into the right corner. Pass goes Lexi Miller. Her 3 high arcing shot missed. And the rebound Clark County. Here comes Ellison. Speeding across the timeline. Lead pass out to Ackley. She gets it through a defender, layup, no, rebound tipped out of bounds by Macon. It will remain with Clark County. A gutsy pass down low for Ackley. She had to fight it away like a wide receiver over a defensive back. But Clark County gets a second chance. Ellison finds Bulware on the curl. Back up to Ellison it goes with 3:40 to play. Back to Bulware left wing. She is dangerous from downtown. 4 three-pointers made tonight for the senior. He's got 17. Up top is Ackley, the junior to the left wing for Ellison. She'll curl to the foul line and bring it back out. Bouncing in right wing for Ross. Back to the basket is Ross with Milburn on her. She'll dribble it with the left hand back between the rings. Tightly pressured by Milburn. Milburn got a hand on it. And a call, I believe, an offensive foul maybe going against Clark County, or did she hold on to it too long?
It's one of the 5-second count maybe. Yeah, no foul on the board, so just too much dribbling under pressure.
Great defense there by the senior, Peyton Milburn. Macon with it again, left to right, down 9 with 3:12 to play. Into the corner is Miller up top, back to Wood between the rings. Left wing, Milburn. Great zone defense by Clark County. They force a turnover on a pass. Ross jumping high in the air to tip it away. And the Lady Indians with it right to left up 9, under 3 now to play in the game. Ellison weaving away in the paint. Layup up, no, but a foul. Alexis Ellison, the freshman guard, to the line. She's already got 7 points tonight.
A couple of pretty impressive freshmen in this game. I mean, you've already talked about Macon, but Ellison had the big shot when Macon got it down to 3 to make it 45-40. Just weaving through the defense that time, making something happen.
Makes her first. Second free throw, too hard off the heel. Offensive rebound, Ackley, through contact. Gets it out to Ellison, a foul line pass to Ross. 15-foot jumper, rolling around and dropping. And Ross with 14 points, and it's a 12-point Clark County lead. Here's Wood for Macon. Right wing to Milburn. Off screen left, stops top of the key. Hands it back off for Sydney Miller. Now back to Wood, spinning away on the left wing. Kicks it out back to Sydney Miller, left side. Bouncing it up top, Lexi Miller. She'll attack, left to the lane. Contact, layup, up and in. No foul call, but the points are good for Macon. And a timeout call by Ben Sontheimer. 52-42, Clark County by 10. It'll be Lady Indians ball when we come back in 60 seconds with 2:17 to play. Here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon. Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discounts you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
It'll be Clark County ball out of the Macon timeout. 2:17 to play in the game. It's a 10-point Clark County lead. Full court Macon pressure. Bullware off to Ackley on the right side. Across the timeline goes to Ellison. The freshman Ellison up top, and she's been leading a pretty efficient Clark County offense.
Do you pull it out now if you're Clark County? 10 points, 2 minutes.
I would imagine that's what you would try, at least some sort of stall, as Ackley has it up top, and she is hitting foul.
Still fouls to give, too. That's the other part of the equation for Macon. If you're Ben Sonheimer, do you go ahead and foul quickly here?
Yeah, right.
Gamble for a steal while you're doing it. You might come up with a steal instead of the foul.
Still one more foul to give for Macon. Four free throws as Maddie Frazier checks in, and this is the first playing time we've seen from the junior.
And that's what Sonheimer's doing. I mean, you got to go ahead and get in range, so when you do need to send him to the line, I would be aggressive in doing it. Go for the steal. Try to poke away, even if you come to the body. Again, you might not get the whistle in. You might get the turnover. At a minimum, take the foul.
Yeah, right. The inbound on the near side.
There you go. I mean, she almost had it.
Being aggressive, like you said, might as well if you're going to get the foul anyway. And so to the line, it'll be Bullware. That'll be the first foul on Frazier and the 17th. So a 1-1 upcoming. And substitutions back again as we see some of these offensive players back in. Featuring and Frazier taking a seat on the bench, and Bullware has a 1-1. First free throw, in and out, and the rebound tips out of bounds. Last touch making. Lexi Miller had a hand on it from behind. Ackley poked it away, and it went off her chest and shoulder. So it'll be a baseline inbound. Clark County left to their own basket. Bullware the inbounder. Looking and up top back to Ackley. Ackley will give it off to Ross straight away. Into a double team she goes, and she's hitting fouled with a minute 49 to play and a 1-1 upcoming.
Ackley's not the tallest post bin, but she's physical. I mean, Macon's really having a hard time keeping her away from the backboard. And even though she didn't get that last rebound, just trying to keep her away, that Macon lost it out of bounds. Sets up an extra free throw or two here.
Ross makes it, and she has 15. But like you said, just kind of looking at her. She plays guard. She doesn't really. .16 for her. It's a 54-42 Clark County lead. Macon with it left to right. Wood out to Sydney Miller. It's poked away right by the timeline and in the backcourt. As Sydney Miller picks it up again, poked away. Hands it off to Wood now. Here's Wood crossing over, kicking it. Sydney Miller left wing. Back up top it goes Milburn. Milburn off screen left, crossing over back to her right. Still at the top of the key. She hands it off to Lexi Miller. Lexi attacking left of the lane. Hands it off to Richardson. Jump stops in the lane. Puts up a shot. No offensive rebound. Wood put back. No. And the rebound fought over into the hands of Howe as she throws her shoulders every which way. And the foul is going to be called on Macon. I believe that'll be on Lexi Miller. And that'll be her fifth. So Lexi Miller, the leading scorer for Macon throughout the season, 11 points a game, is out of the game.
Well, Macon scratched to within one possession, 43-40, and Clark County had the answer. An Ellison bucket key to 9-0 run, and that is going to turn out to be the difference, it appears, in this one.
So Brooklyn Howe shooting a 1-1, 54-42, Clark County leads, and now it's 55-42 as the first free throw drops. Don't forget, after this, we'll have our third game, Island and Centralia, of our triple header tonight. As the second free throw is in by Howe, and she has four on the evening. And we're now at a minute 10 left to play, 56-42. Macon down 14 as they have it left to right. Laney Balance curls inside the paint, now kicks it out. Richardson on the pump fake. Trying to get past her defender, trying to drive baseline right. Back to the basket, spinning inside and kicking it back out. Into the corner it goes for Balance, trying to tiptoe on the baseline, and she is bumped and fouled by Ackley on the drive. And that will be the sixth team foul, second personal on Ackley, so it will be a baseline inbound for Macon. It'll be Balance, the inbounder. All above her head, left of her own basket. Takes it out to Richardson on the right wing. Richardson trying to shake her defender. She spins to the right block. Back to the basket. She terminates the dribble. Nowhere to go. Back out Wyatt. Wyatt will attack now. Through the defense. Gets it poked and stolen. And that whistle on a foul on Macon will send Jade Ross back to the line with 38 seconds to play. I think that pretty much encapsulates the type of night both these teams are having. Clark County playing tough defense, not giving up an inch, and not playing too overly aggressive where they get called for a foul. And them getting the steal on the other side as well, as Ross's first free throw of two is good.
And just making not a good shooting night, especially in the second half. They got a lot of extra chances. They've hit the offensive glass well, got a lot of second, third chances, just can't score.
Second free throw rolls out, and a rebound and a jump ball. Ackley and Wyatt got entangled, and the arrow favors Macon with 37 seconds to play. Richardson across the timeline on the right side. Right-hand dribble now into the corner. She goes, crossing over and off-screen left. Hands it off to Balance. She'll attack, and she'll try to give it off to Richardson. Ball poked loose. Richardson comes up with it. Attacking baseline right. Underneath the basket, she goes. Takes it out left wing, Milburn. Milburn up top, back to Sydney Miller. Fires a pass right wing for Wyatt. Muslin to the basket. Layup good, and the foul with 14 seconds. And still some fight left in Macon. Wyatt with seven. That will be the 17th foul, and Clark County making a hockey substitution. Clearing the bench. 57-44 is Clark County's lead, and Wyatt at the line for her and one. First free throw, high arcing shot. Nicks the front of the rim, miss short, and it rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Clark County, they're going to say, is they were going for the rebound attempt, so Macon will keep it with 12.9 seconds on the clock. Inbound goes to Milburn on the right wing. Back into the corner for Balance. A long two blocked by Ross with 8 seconds, with six. No fouls called with four. Still in the backcourt with three, and she loses it out of bounds with two. And they're going to say Macon ball with 2 seconds left. And Clark County holding on to a 13-point lead. Inbound in the corner. Sydney Miller shot up. And that'll do it for the game. They stop the clock with 0.4, and now they run it. And so that'll do it. 57-44. Clark County advances. And they will take on Palmyra Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The number one seed in Palmyra. We'll take a quick break, be back with the final numbers, including player of the game and a lot more. Next, you're on Crest.
Horizon Credit Union is excited to announce the opening of our newest location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville. Horizon Credit Union is a great place to save and borrow money. We serve nine counties in northern Missouri, including Adair, Sheraton, Knox, Lynn, Macon, Monroe, Randolph, Shelby, and Sullivan counties. For all your financial needs, stop by Horizon Credit Union at our new location at 1204 South Baltimore in Kirksville and go online at yourhcu.com for more information.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Side Restrictors has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or sidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Well, Welcome back here to Centralia High School. At the end of game number two of our triple header, Clark County taking the 57-44 win, going over some final stats. As the Macon Tigers will check out first, they were led in scoring by the freshman Lexi Miller, as they normally are. She also had five fouls right at the end of that game. She had a finish with 11 points. Katie Richardson finishes with 10. Alex Wyatt with 9. Sierra Wood with 6. Sydney Miller with 5. And Peyton Milburn with 5 of her own. On the Clark County side, they were led in scoring by junior Jade Ross. 17 points for her, as well as 16 for Aubrey Bulware. Alexis Ellison finished with 9. Brooklyn Howe with 4. Madison Koff with 5. And Izzy Eckley, center down low, finished with 4 of her own. Clark County led every quarter of this game, and they finished doing a great job being able to force some turnovers down the stretch, as well as get some clutch shots. As you heard Brad mentioned, Alexis Ellison, the freshman, hit a huge shot. Clark County was only up by 3. Ellison had it on the baseline, hit a 5-foot jumper to make it 45-40. And that was really the end of that game. Clark County was able to extend its lead to 2 possessions, and it wouldn't go back down after that. A great job on the offensive side by this Lady Indians team. We also have to name our player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. And we will give it to Aubrey Bulware. Great job by the seniors. We mentioned, I got the points mixed up. She finished with 17. Jade Ross finished with 12. We'll take a break, and you will be able to hear from your pregame interview as well from Centralia head coach Becca Schemmer. That's all next.